Yo, it's the One Bag Show by One Bag Steve. This episode, we're going to talk about which do you prefer, texting or calling. I'm going to give you another story time. Your favorite beach and your favorite snack for break or recess. All right, guys, let's get right into it. Which do you prefer, texting or calling? Me, I'm more of a text person. You ain't gotta call me. I ain't trying to be heard. I ain't trying to talk on the phone. Cause then there's always that awkward silence. With texting, it's that awkward silence because it's like we're just waiting to hear it back. You know, and you can text back at your own time and continue to do whatever task you were doing. That's where the AirPods come in. You call me. 9 times out of 10, I'm still doing stuff on the phone with these AirPods. I'm probably watching a YouTube video, texting, Snapchat. I'm on Facebook and everything while you talking on the phone. My girl gonna kill me when she hear that, but I don't know. She enjoys talking on the phone, so I talk on the phone with her. Anybody else, I'm not obligated. You're talking about some money. Yeah, I'm there. I'm all ears. A trivial conversation on the phone takes me, man. Talking about some basketball or football or media type stuff, celebrities, whatever, takes me. You'll get a better response that way. FaceTiming, I don't consider that as calling, because I don't do that too much. I don't get into that FaceTiming unless it's with my girl. That's it. So yeah, definitely text me. You want to reach me, text me, hit me up on Messenger, inbox me on Facebook, inbox me on Instagram, hit me up on Snap, hit me up on Twitter. I'd rather read it. I'm one of them type of people. Like, we can be somewhere, I got to sign something where it's like an agreement that I got to go with, like I'm somewhere, you agree to this, you agree to that. I need to see it in writing. I'm sorry. You done said all that stuff. This what I get. This how I get it. This the terms. 2-year deal. Blah, blah, blah. Put it in writing. Put it right here in front of my face before I can read it. And I'll read it about 3-4 times. Okay. This is what I like. This is what I don't like. I don't know what this mean. What that mean. Why this? And when you say this right here... Plus, and when it come to texting and calling, I can go back to that text. See, and then that too also is another thing. I done had some situation with texting that got me caught up. That got me into some stuff. And I said one of the lamest excuses I could ever say. Like, I was like, man, that girl probably just used a different, like, put my name in another person's name, and then just was sending texts back and forth while they in the same room. Like, how can you tell that's me? And then why would she put my first and last name? Well, I knew I was caught up then. I'm talking about she screenshot every single message from 3 months. And then told the girl that I was with that yeah, we had been fooling around for 3 months. Her response was, we wasn't together, so they don't really got nothing to do with me. I was like, wow, you the real MVP. But yeah, I would rather text than call. I mean, you could probably record my calls too, but hey, whatever. Texting, we'll go back and forth. We got to pull up the records. Let me write here is where you said it. Like, as of right now, matter of fact, I got to go look at my text now and find out when I got this interview tomorrow. Y'all pray for me. Story time. Boy. When I say I was late for every class, but I stayed late for every class, and I stayed late for every class. So, boom. This was my normal. I'm gonna give you the one that I recall the most was basically senior year, and they had already implemented homeroom classes. So I think homeroom was like every first Monday of every month, or whatever. So my homeroom class was, I think, Miss Birch. I had Miss Birch, my English teacher, and my yearbook staff, of person. Well, class, whatever. So, nah, take that back. My homeroom was Mr. Coach Walker. Well, Coach Walker, he was one of our football coaches, and he taught history, U.S. history. So, even then, I'd be late. No, matter of fact, it was Mr. Mendez, Spanish class. Senior Mendez. Anyways, so I'd be late coming into his class. I'd be in somebody else's whole homeroom. They calling out roll call. Like, is there anybody name I didn't call? I raise my hand. You ain't supposed to be in this class. Oh, okay. All right, I'm gone. Do you even got this first block? No, I only got this class first block, but I'm gone though. Then I dap my brother Killer up. Shout out to Raphael. Dap him up. Get up out of there. Shoot to the homeroom. Get there. Check in. He'd be like, where was you at? I was in the bathroom. I got stuck in the bathroom. It was a long line. He was like, all right, whatever. Sit down, sit down. Then, first block class, literally like three or four doors down. The hall, like on the same side of the hall. I'm late to that. Boom. It's, I had human anatomy and physics. Oh, well, physiology. So I'm late in there regardless. So it ain't gonna be nothing but what you call it, lecture. So I'm late. I leave to go to the bathroom, be in the guidance counselor office, chilling in there, talking about college, whatever, whatever. Boom. Go back to class, get the lecture done, link up with the person that's typing up all the lectures because I ain't trying to write all that down. Boom. Leave there, go to break. Go to break for about 15, 30 minutes. 15 break was just going out there, getting refreshments, snacks, whatever, whatever. If you was on a football team, some people used to get creatine shakes. Boom, leave there. I got algebraic connections, which is the class that connects you from algebra A to algebra B. So you won't have to take algebra 1 as a whole. But this was for freshman kids or sophomores. But I was in it as a senior anyways, because I don't already did all the other maths. And I didn't want to do physics. So I get to that class late because I'm coming back from break late because I'm all in the locker room doing other stuff. Boom. Then I leave that class. I got English class. Yeah, English class, which was with Miss Pettis. Miss Pettis, I right down the Altamont. Two doors down on the same side of the hall. Go to my locker, go to a whole another part of the school, which was out of the annex where I was at for Miss Mellon class. I leave there. Go to the main hall, go do some stuff. May go get in the lunch room, grab a bite to eat or something, come back. Come in Miss Pettis class, super late. Get in there, get all my assignments, do my homework, do whatever, whatever, get out of there, boom. Fourth block, head into weight room, right into that weight room, in the gym or whatever, do whatever. I get in there late, but I'm already dressed, like I'm dressed already, but I ain't in the weight room when I'm supposed to be. I'm in the gym talking to people that got PE. So then when I finally slip back in there, they already in there working out. Where you been? Let me get them push-ups. Then when, you know, stuff alternate, switch over, you know. Basically, I'm late to every class, so I'm getting detention all the time. I'm talking about detention, 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 detention. So I'm showing up to football practice late because I got detention. So when you show up to football late, football practice late, you got to run and do all the other stuff. So I'm getting home late. So it's just pretty much I was late all the time in school. Yeah, and that's basically my story time. Like, superstar late. Like, I was living the black stereotype of being late to everything, bro. Like, how you late and you already on campus? Shaking my head, bro. Shaking my head. What's your favorite beach to go to? Me, being from the South, Panama City and Destin got played out super quick. Like, I ain't gonna lie to you. Only been dissing like a couple times when I was younger, then once when I was in my teenage years, maybe middle age. Well, maybe not middle age, but 20s. Got old. PC got old real quick. Then they tore down the classic Miracle Strip and made it into something totally different, which was weird, though. But, it's now it's just more of an attraction, like more of a tourist, like shopping or whatever, whatever. But it is what it is. Favorite of all time would be Wilmington Beach. I went with a couple homies. There's a story behind it too. I'm not gonna give you the whole story, but me and my dog Dirt, shout out to Dirt, Dirty Murph, and his name I am drawing a blank on right now. cool dude, man. He was a firefighter too. St. Louis, cool as a fan. Race ain't got nothing to do with it, but he was a white boy, but he was cool as a fan. You know, he was always cool. He was like, man, let's go to Wilmington, man. I know somebody down there. We can go down there and chill, this, and this, man. I'll drive and everything. Bet, we going with you. Jump in the car. This is when I was stationed at Pope Air Force Base, North Carolina. Judd, that's what his name, Airman Judd. Shout out to Judd. And we took off. We go out there. We're going to stay for the night. Wake up in the morning and leave. We ain't even get in our room. We're going to party all night. Then maybe whoever ain't the drunkest, they going to drive home. Bet. Get down there, man. It's beautiful. This is where the rich folks go, man. I know this where they go. Or maybe it was just me being starstruck. But, I mean, I saw beaches before. But this beach right here was lovely, dog. I'm talking about first time really ever seeing it. What, no? Because when I think I went to Saudi Arabia before I went out there to Wilmington. I'm really not sure, but this close to a Ferrari owner, like a person that he owned these Ferraris that's in the driveway. So we out there kicking the bobo with him and on the beach. He got beers out here, but buddy talked our heads off till the sun was up, till the sun was down. He just passing out beer. I'm like, bro, it ain't no way. There's still some more beer in this cooler. So we don't talk to him so long. We really don't forgot that we supposed to be going out. By the time we figure out where we gonna go, we looking like, man, I'm drunk. I ain't 21, so I can't even really go. If y'all do go, I'll just be out here walking around stranded. They're like, man, you gonna have to stand the car then. I'm like, but the car all the way down here, the bar all the way up there. It's like, but ain't nowhere to park up there, so what you gonna do? Some way or another, Judd disappeared. He gone. He doing whatever he wanna do. Then it's just me and Dirt on the beach, living the dream, you know. Beautiful out there, man. Like, if you've never been to Wilmington Beach, take you a trip to Wilmington Beach, North Carolina. It's a beautiful place, man. Loved it. Didn't really go out there to eat and see all the other attractions, but that's some place where I would really love to go back and then go and do it again. That was one of my young, wild, crazy times where I wasn't really too much looking at the fanfare or looking at all the tourist attractions. I gotta go back, man. It was beautiful. Loved it. It was wonderful, man. Loved it. Gotta go back. Wilmington Beach, one of my favorite beaches. So, what's one of your favorite beaches? What was your favorite snack? Like, I don't know, aforementioned topic at break or at recess when y'all got y'all little break at school or whatever. Mine would have to be Skittles. The little Lance's white cheddar popcorn, or them Zebra Cake from Little Debbie. Now, one time I went to this school called Fort Rucker Boulevard Elementary, off the boulevard over here in Enterprise. Well, in the local city, Enterprise, Alabama. And when we got our break or recess, they rolled around like a little mini little freezer type cool looking thing. 50-cent ice cream, boy. It's like the ice cream man coming to your classroom. It was weird, bro. But I used to cash out, but like my allowance at that time, well, I had already gassed them up and let them know, like, hey, man, lunch free, but they break. They charge like $1 per. So give me $5 a week. Well, I'm getting 2 popsicles a day. I'm hitting them folks on top of the head. Chocolate eclairs, strawberry shortcakes, sour push pops, push pops, the rainbow pops, the American Captain pops, all that, boy. Hitting them folks. I get me one for me and then just sell the other one for 75 cents. You feel me? Or on the lookout if somebody ain't got enough. Like, all I got is 25 cents. Man, give me the quarter, man. Take this. There you go. I ain't out. I only paid 25 cents for it, I feel like. But when I got to Delville, it was totally different. It's like you buy a drink, get some candle, whatever. And when it first started out, it was everlasting gobstoppers coming in that box. You feel me? But we taking that box to class. What you talking about? Skittles, too. Big bags of Skittles. Then, you know, somebody parent had to complain. this isn't healthy. This is promoting obesity and childhood obesity. So we want to get them more organic, healthy snacks. So now they're giving us crackers and all that right there. Like, bro, what are zebra cakes? What are fudge rounds at? What are oatmeal pies at? What are Skittles? What are, Mentos? Boy, I used to eat them too. I'm talking about that because it was like about the only thing 25 cents. Let me get the mint Mentos, the fruit Mentos, the multi-pack one. Let me get the strawberry one. And let me get the mixed, tropical mix. But I walk around that bed popping Mentos all day long. You feel me? I got about 60 Mentos in my pocket. Going in. Then after school, they had Fruitopias that used to come. Well, you probably don't even remember Fruitopias that come in the bottle. That was the best drink, man. Minute Maid made Fruitopia. It was a wrap. Then was a dollar, though. Or $1.50. And they only used to sell them after school when people was loading the buses. Because you have to go. Sometimes you have to go through the break area to get to the buses. But I ain't riding no bus, so I'll be in the Fruitopia line. Let me get two of them Fruitopias. Two of them bags of them popcorn. Head into practice. But what was your favorite snack or break recess? At break or recess? What was your favorite snack at break or recess? Thank God. I want to thank my listeners. Follow me on at Facebook, Stephen Gray, One Bag Steve. Follow me on Twitter at One Bag Steve. Follow me on Instagram at One Bag Steve. Add me on Snapchat at Fuzzy_Slipper. That's Fuzzy _SLIPPA. I want to thank y'all for listening. It's the 50th episode. On the next episode, we're going to talk about reincarnation. Do you believe it or not? We're going to talk about co-workers that like to talk about work after work. How do you get your news? And where do you live? Where do you guys live? All right. Thank you. And God bless. Thank you.